All right, Marty Fleury here, KNBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball. Fans, were joined by a hard-throwing right-hander. He's from the state of Florida, and born in Gainesville, Florida, close to my heart, and of course Ocala, Florida, where he grew up, which is only 30 miles from Gainesville. But it's Kivas Sampson, a right-handed pitcher. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Marty. Glad to be here. Glad to be with San Francisco. Looking forward to, you know, if I get the chance to be up there and hang out a little bit, get to mingle with the fans and, you know, check out what San Francisco has to offer.
Well, we love it. We like to see it a good, hard-throwing young pitcher. That's what baseball is all about today, and it's a question of being consistent and getting the ball over the plate. But tell us about your professional background, being drafted and what it was like for you and a little bit of your career, because Korea is in there somewhere. Not Korea, but Korea is in there somewhere, so I like hearing this story.
Definitely, Marty. I was drafted by the San Diego Padres in the fourth round in 2009. I was with them for about 5 years, and then got claimed and on waivers from Cincinnati Reds, and made it up to the big leagues with the Reds for 2 years, up and down a little bit. But from there, I went to the Diamondbacks for spring training about a month, and then I went to Miami to finish out that year in 2017. And in 18, I went over to Korea and got to experience that and get to hang out with their fans and learn their culture and just learn a little bit more about baseball from their aspect of it. And, I mean, it was a great experience. I loved it. My family came over there, my wife, my son. It wasn't born yet, but he was over there in my wife's stomach. But it was good. It was a good experience. I loved it. And definitely, you know, if I ever got the opportunity to go back later on in my career, I probably would.
Kivas Sampson with us. So tell us about your debut in the major leagues in that little ballpark. Come on, how'd you handle it?
I handled it pretty well. I actually had 2 strikeouts and a ground out. I came out of the bullpen for my first one, and it was like a bullpen session for me because I started 2 days later against the Pirates again. But first start, I went 5 innings, gave up 2 runs, but struck out like 7 or 8. So it was pretty fun. You know, I enjoyed it. I was very nervous, of course. But I think I handled it well, and I went on to finish out the year starting that year and actually faced San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. Pretty sure I did. Yeah, I think so. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I was, you know, just to live out my dream, see my dream come true of making it to the big leagues.
Well, tell us about your repertoire, because you are a hard thrower. And I've talked to some of the people in the front office, and they said, boy, the arm is there. It's just a question of making it happen.
Yes, sir. I have a 4-seam fastball. I throw a 2-seam in there every now and then. I got a changeup, cutter, and the curveball. Probably my fastball, changeup, curveballs are my best pitches.
Okay.
You know, like you say, yeah, it's just for me, it's just the walks. Walks hunt me. And so that's something I'm working on. We've talked about it here, meeting with, you know, Bochy and them, and they're just saying, hey, we got a big park, don't worry about, you know, giving up home runs and stuff like that. But walks have been what's killed me. And so this year I'm really focusing on trying to make something happen within 3 pitches and, you know, keeping my walks down, because when I keep my walks down, you know, I'm doing good. But when I start to walk people, it's when you get the 3-4 run innings. So that's something I'm working on big time this year.
All right, very good. Kivas Sampson with us. Starter or reliever?
I'm thinking if I were to stay up here, I would be in the bullpen. I don't know if, you know, they might use me like a long guy type of thing, like I did with Cincinnati my second year. But you know, whatever the team needs me to do, I'm willing to do it. And, you know, I'll take the ball whenever they call me to come take the mound. So, But I love starting. I love coming out of the bullpen, either or. I just want to play baseball.
No, absolutely. That's the name of the game. Tell me about getting to Korea. How does all that work? And tell me the logistics of it.
Okay, Marty. Well, to begin with, I had never even really knew about Korea. They had called my agent a few times before, and the Reds too, to try to purchase my contract from him. But I was young, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to Korea right now. Like, why would I go to Korea? I was in the big leagues. And so then I came off a really bad year with the Diamondbacks and the Marlins, and my agent was like, hey, Korea called again. And I was like, really? You know, and so he's like, yeah, I think it's a good opportunity. Now you can go over there, you know, go experience it and, of course, make a little bit of money. But he's like, to really get the love of the game back, because I almost stopped playing baseball for a little bit. I was thinking about giving it up and just going to do something else. And my agent's like, you're too young. My wife was like, no, don't do it. You know, you'll regret it. And so I actually went back over to Korea, and I kind of found the love for the game again, you know, just getting to experience, you know, their culture and their fans. I mean, their fans don't sit down for a game. They have chants for every player, and they don't sit down. It's very entertaining. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great experience for me. And when they called and said, hey, we want you. We really think you, you know, can help us out. And it was fun. We went to the playoffs. They hadn't been to the playoffs in 10 or 11 years. So that was a good thing, you know, to see that I was able to help them get to the playoffs. But I enjoyed my time over there.
What team did you play for?
The Hanwha Eagles. Hanwha Eagles. They're, like, one of the oldest teams over there, actually. But it was fun. I mean, I got to learn a little bit of the language, try their food and stuff. You know, some things I thought I would never eat, I ate. And so that was pretty fun.
Did they have the chant for you, if you remember? What was it?
No, they didn't really have chants for the pitchers. You know, they would always yell strikeout because I ended up leading the league in strikeouts over there this year. And so, yeah, they were always excited about strikeouts. And, you know, they would be like, K, K, K. And I got the name over there, Dr. K. And then they called me a serial killer. So, yeah, it was kind of, I was like, oh, all right. Well, I guess that's a good thing. So, but yeah, it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
Well, Dr. K, another Florida guy from Tampa, if you remember him, Dwight Gooden.
I do. Dwight's actually a good friend of mine. He's a mentor to me. I've talked to him several times. His son and I are friends, and I actually talked to him probably a week before I came out to spring training. He was in Tampa. They were doing a what's those little fanny-like camps that when they come? Yeah, and so he was doing that in Port St. Lucie, but he stopped into Tampa, so I got to chit-chat with him a little bit. And, you know, he's always telling me, man, like, use your fastball and curveball. And so that's something I'm going to work on this year. And that's, you know, he's a really good mentor and tells me about his mistakes and his, you know, his pros and cons and everything. So it was good being able to talk to him and pick his brain.
Wow. How old are you now?
I'm 28. Just turned 28 in January. So, I feel good. I feel good. I'm feeling good and just ready to get out there.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad to have you on. Glad to have you on. A Florida guy. Come on, Ocala. I went to Camp Ocala, Gainesville, 4 years there. So you're a Florida guy. I like it.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I appreciate being on, and I'm looking forward to a great year and many more interviews with you.
Very good. Looking forward to seeing San Francisco. Kivas Sampson, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.